Who's up for a threesome? Whoops and catcalls echoed around the campfire, while Brant McKay seethed in the shadows of the pine trees.
And I mean anyone.
Mike, that little fucking prick, emphasized with a drunken leer.
Guys, gals, hell, it don't matter if it's more than three. In fact, the more the merrier. Me and Jessica here.
He whacked Jesse's bikini-clad butt hard. Are up for a good fucking time tonight.
Or a good time fucking,
someone shouted.
You got that right.
Mike shot back to additional wolf whistles. Jessica, the little fucking prick didn't even know Jesse's name, for Christ's sake. What the hell was she doing with him? Ain't that why you're spying on her like some lovesick peeping Tom? To figure out why she turned you down, but she's hooked up with a loser worse than you? Brant ignored his sarcastic internal voice that resembled his father's. He remained as still as a hunter tracking prey as he spied on his brother's widow, the woman he'd purposely stayed away from for the last 6 months. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jessie looked good. Better than good, and it didn't have a damn thing to do with the skimpy string bikini she wore. He'd always suspected a knockout body lurked beneath the frumpy Western clothes she favored, but holy shit, she was perfect. All long, lean muscles, with a few well-placed curves.
Any takers?
Mike prompted the motley group of drunks.
Hell yeah.
But Mike... Mike ground his mouth into Jessie's, cutting off her protest. Encouraging whoops rang out when Mike wrapped his arms around Jessie's bare thighs. He clumsily threw her over his shoulder, half stumbling past the fire pit as he headed toward the campsites. Since Jessie was hanging upside down, Brant couldn't tell how she felt about Mike's invitation for a sexual free-for-all. He scowled and picked his way around rocks and shrubs, trying to keep the couple within his line of sight. But his damn flip-flops slipped on the pine needles. Tree branches scraped his bare chest and legs since he only wore board shorts. His fishing buddies, Rob and Brent, had already packed up their tackle boxes. He should have gone home an hour ago, after his less-than-productive chat with Jessie. Except he didn't trust these douchebags, and his gut instinct had been dead on. He doubted Jessie had turned into a party girl, indulging in random fucks with strange guys. Maybe she's changed. Maybe she wants to experience every sexual scenario Luke had indulged in. Highly unlikely, but he wanted to keep her from doing something she'd regret. Mike stopped in front of a mid-sized camper. He let Jessie slide down his body and pushed her against the side of the camper as he opened the door. Was she that drunk Mike had to hold her up? Nope. Jessie walked into the camper on her own accord. Fuck. A couple minutes later, two guys, talking loudly about blowjobs and double penetration, wandered up from the bonfire. Brant was out of the darkness, blocking them before either reached the door.
Hey, man.
A sunburned, shirtless blonde guy waved a bottle of vodka in Brant's face.
You here to fuck that skinny chick, too?
I don't want to fuck her. I'm gonna ram my dick so far into her mouth she'll feel my balls on her chin,
boasted the second guy, who sported an ape-like chest. Brant crossed his arms over his chest.
We've got enough players, so take off.
Fuck that, man,
the blonde man spat.
We were invited.
Yeah.
The hairy one chimed in.
Move it. Make me.
No way was he letting these guys past him. No fucking way.